Okay. I just would like to pass out the, not to pass out, to hand out the, I'd like to do, at the end of Siman Resh Mem Beis, there are two pages in Shulchan Aruch called Pilpul Banhagas Hayrasis of the Heter. Now your copies, he didn't make two sides of it, so I'm going to hand out, it really has two sides. When I asked David to make the copies, I didn't, this is the whole area, I didn't tell him specifically to make copies of both sides. So, although as we start today, you really could use your copies, but if you don't mind, when you hand back the photostats, just put it in, tuck it in as well. Now, this is something that I would think every Jew would sit and learn. It's a rules of Hanhagas Issei V'Heter. Here. All right, so use the first side. In the photostats, you have the first side. Okay, these are the rules for Psak Halacha. Now, if you take a look on the first side, which in your copy says, should say page Samach Gimel, I believe, there's an Arichus. On side two, there's a Kitzer Hanhagas Hayrasis of the Heter. Now, this reminds you, if you learn Siman Kuf Yud, of Klolei Svek Sveika, and then Kitzer Klolei Svek Sveika, which the Shach does occasionally. Oh, because the previous sin is Hilchis Kavod Rabbi. So they stick it in after Kavod Rabbi. Why it wasn't stuck in, inserted as a Hagdama to the whole thing. Anybody still need a copy? Raise your hand, anybody? Okay. So, the issue is the following. We're going to talk about something that's very confusing to people. As you know, the Shulchan Aruch does not look like any typical code of law. A code of law has the rules and the psak and finish. The Shulchan Aruch has the Yeshayimrim, the Yeshmakilin, the Yeshmakririn. So people tell me they learn Mishneh Berurah, they don't know what to do. So they're better off learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you know, because you know, now the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has notes on the bottom where the Mishneh Berurah argues, so now you're in trouble again. Yeah. So you have to understand the rules of when you have two tzedadim in something or two opinions in something, what the rule of thumb is. This Arichus is basically a Ramah, a Bach, and the Shach's opinion regarding this Bach. So essentially the Shach who's the is bringing the Ramah and the Bach and then disagreeing where he sees fit. I want to point out this is Hanhagas Issei V'Heter. The rules for Chayshin Mishpat for Dinei Mamin are totally different. Dinei Mamin is the rules of Psak have their own set of rules, which hopefully we'll get to someday. But this is Pilpul Banhagas Hayros Issei V'Heter. Now the essential difference is what he starts with that we all have heard of. Kosav HaRav, that's the Ramah B'Chayshin Mishpat Siman Chaf Hei. Kol Hecha De'ika Sveika B'Hayros Issei V'Heter. That's the rule of thumb. Safik Dairaisa Lachumra, Safik Darabana Lakula. And people have to be more aware of it. There are times where even contemporary Paiskim, you have Shailiz, Rabbi Yosef says this way, Shailiz Amma said that way, Rabbi Yosef said a third way. You know, you have differences of opinion. So you have to know that the first klal, the first rule is you have to know if you're talking about Dairaisas. They're talking about the Rabbanans. They're talking about their rices, so a person has to be machmir when there's a significant difference of opinion. You have to be chayshish for every das yachid. But generally, it's a very general idea that when you have sveikis in hayra, by a suffix de rice, a person has to be machmir. When you have sveikis in hayra and a suffix to Rabbanan, so you can be soymach on the mekilin. The dafka, this is where it gets tricky. The dafka in beis hachelkin heim shavim. Dafka, if their two opinions are equal, or basically equal, it's hard to measure. Avol, ein soimchen al divrei katan neged gadol mimenu b'chachmo b'minyan, but you don't rely on a katan against a gadol mimenu. Now you'll argue, well, how do you measure katan and gadol? We'll have to talk about that. B'chachma u'b'minyan. How do you measure gadol mimenu b'chachma? Or minyan. Now minyan, according to most Paiskim, means Minyan Talmidim. It's fascinating. They say the amount of Talmidim that they have. Others say Minyan is Shanim. But most places a minyan is minyan talmidim. It's a very hard thing to understand. Why is there a minyan talmidim? Somebody could teach in a school where he happens to have hundreds of talmidim, and somebody else could teach somewhere else. It doesn't matter. Ramesh and MTJ had very few talmidim. Yeah. So you have to know what talmidim means. I assume this means talmidim balei hayra. Balei hayra. You know, everyone went to Ramesh. All the balei hayra went to Ramesh for shimush. Afilu bishas hadchak. Elam kein haya by gam kein hefsid meruba. So here it says in the Ramah, shas hadchak is not enough to be samech amekilim. You also need hefsid meruba. Not enough shas hadchak, you need hefsid meruba. The marshal, let's say, and I'm not getting into the politics of it, let's say there's an argument of an Erev is good in a place. So it's a shas hadchak, you want to be mekel. But typically it's not a hefsid meruba. It's not a question of finance, it's a question of convenience. So the Ramah says shasatchak is not enough. You need shasatchak and hefsid meruba to be sarmach on mekilin. V'cheinim ha'yoyochid neged rabim ho'chanach ha'rabim b'chomokim ha'kal ha'shaynad. Yochid v'rabim, you follow the rabim, cotton v'godl, you follow the godl. He's saying again, if the shavim, we have the rules of the rais l'chom b'sarmach b'an l'kulam. If they're not shavim, you want to be sarmach on cotton b'mokim godl, or Yachid B'makim Rabim, it has to be Shasatchak V'Efsid Meruba, then you can be Saimech. Now when it says Cotton B'makim Gadol, the cotton has to be Higiyah L'Hira. It can't be that the guy who sits next to you in Shul says that he thinks it's Mutter. It depends who sits next to you in Shul, but that's what it means. It means from Balei Hira. Because, let me finish, because of Kach, Api Tshuva Sarashma, Simreish Tungim, Moshevi B'dakei Mosh. So that's the Ramah. So the Ramah is very clear. So V'Ras L'Chumar, the Ramah L'Kula, and only if they're shavim. Even if Safed Rabbanan is not lekula, if they're not shavim. But if it's a meruba, if this shasat chakinekel, a bach, tava alav. The bach argues in 2 points. Ama shekosu shafilu shasat chakel, ken ha'i b'hefse meruba. The bach says, lawyer, so that the bach argues. The bach says, shasat chak is enough even without hefse meruba. Well, you're not about koshale. So the shas says, the bach is wrong. Meforesh baraj b'sham. Dafka shasat chak, sheesh b'hefse meruba shari. So that's one issue of disagreement. A shasat chak, that's not a hefsid meruba. So you have the Ramah in the Shach against the Bach. So we'll follow the Ramah in the Shach, that you need shasat chak and hefsid meruba. V'oid, ha-bach kufa yasik nektino karash, but the like of Tosis, the Matina fellow b'shar shasat chak, the like of hefsid meruba, k'al n'shaynay, k'ivad de divi harav pshutim, v'atzloim edai tzayv k'nol, v'afilu b'shasat chak, eichad the like of hefsid meruba, elan k'en ha-yagam k'en hefsid meruba. If you said meruba, sure, you had a shasat chak. So what's he saying? So far we didn't make any chilek b'shas hadchak to deraisas and derabbanans. We're saying deraisas of the chumra, derabbanans of the kula, and only when they're shavim. However, b'shas hadchak to some ruba, you're allowed to be saimach on a cotton b'makim gadol. The psak of the rabban the shach is only if it's both b'shas hadchak v'hefsid meruba. That's argument number one. I want to finish. Oyd harachabach b'kama digdukim loychiyach. Sharashba lihita b'shasat chak sheshefsim meruba ele yachid neged rabim avaloi kot neged gadol bimenu. He's only mekel if it's a das yachid against the rabim, but they're on the same level. But not kot neged gadol bimenu b'chachmo b'minyin. Deloi karav v'yitzi divi arash b'shami pashtan chomayim b'sed yishbash divi arav b'rurim v'yitzarach laharach b'dvarim shizim. So these are two arguments. Now these two arguments, it's easy. It's the Bach against the Ramah and the Shach. The Ramah and the Shach hold L'chumra that you need to have some room of Vishas Atchak. And they hold L'kula that you can be mekel by Yochid K'neged Rabim just and Katan B'makam Gadol, both. It's fascinating. He brings in the paragraph that follows from Shas that in Shas we sometimes paskin Ki Katan B'makam Gadol, Ki Yochid B'makam Rabim. And he brings the issue of Rav or Rabbi Yechanan. When you have a machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan. So he brings the kasha that Rav Tanu Palik. So Rav is bigger than Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Tanu Palik. Rav Tanu Palik, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. So you see, Katan B'makam Gadol, you can pass like a Katan B'makam Gadol. Very strange raya. Because there is nothing talking about Shasat Chak, it just says Rav Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan. So far we didn't say a chilek, we'll get to that in a moment. So far the Bach, the Ramah don't make any chilek, the rest is the Rabbanan. Shasat Chak, you can be Mekel. Shasat Tehefse Beruba, you can be Mekel. That's not doing Shasat Chak. That's the problem with the Shach, is that Gemara is talking in all cases. Shach just wants to show that you find both. Now, the Rav Yaakov, often, I heard this from him at least two or three times. I remember the Matas Darfa Rav's Hester, we said Hester, the Matas Darfa Rav, he said this, is the Matas Cipher. And I heard it from many times. He asked this Kasha, Rav Rav Yechel, Rav Yechel, and Rav Tano Palag, Rechel Rav Tano Palag, and he said then an idea that they had Kufis in Klal Yisrael. They had Kufis, just like Moshe Rabbeinu was Chaisim de Teira, he said, Eila Hadvarim, at the end of Parshas Maaseh, Eila Hadvarim, Shein Novi Rishoy Lechadish Dova Me'ata. Moshe Rabbeinu closes the Chumash, and nobody could argue with him. Same thing with the Dairis, there were times of Chasimus at Kufa, and nobody argued with Amorim, didn't argue with Tanoim, we see that in Shas. Yishayim didn't argue with Amirayim, and Achrayim didn't argue with Yishayim. It's a Mahalach that has to do with Kufis. And he says, even though Rabbi Yechanan, Chazal consider Rabbi Yechanan Gadol Me'Rav, Rabbi Yechanan like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan is really the Gadol of Shas. So, nevertheless, Rabbi Yechanan was born in a later Tekufa, so he can't be Tanu Palu. Rav, who bridged the two Tekufis, in Shas sometimes it says Tiyufta de Rav from a Braisa, and sometimes it says Rav Tanu Palu. Presumably, depending on which Tekufa he may have lived in. Now, till here is sort of the easy part. Okay, people aren't so happy. Nishas of Chak plus Epsin Meruba, but okay, that's a psak. And you could be Mekel, Yachav Rabim, and Kut Makam Gavim. The Shach disagrees with both the Ramah and the Bach in a third point. And that is, the Shach says there's a difference between Dairaisas and Darabanans. By Dairaisa, it can't be Mekel. By Safed Dairaisa Lechumra, a person can't go out and be Mekel like a Das Yachid. Stamazai, and he brings this in Vaday Dein Lahakal, the second paragraph. He says Vaday. You see the paragraph on the bottom. Now I should say first, according to the Bach and the Ramah, we understand Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Mekilin. Why does it say Yesh Mekilin? If the Ikh is like the Machmirim, why bring Yesh Mekilin? So like this is very Gishmak. It says Yesh Mekilin because they have some Rubi Shasat Chak. We rely on the Yesh Mekilin even by a Daraisa, according to the Ramah and according to the Bach. Shach says, Vaday Dein Lahakul Bissa Daraisa. I'm sorry. Earlier, Miu Kolze Ledas Harav Ubach. Shinim Shechul Das Rajba. Avaloi Samu Libam La'ayim Bepeskim Acherim. It's true the Rashba holds that way. But they ignored Shah Rambam say Perak Albach's Mamrim Kasa Bistan, based on the Chachamim, my base Bate Dinan, Bishel Taira Halachachar Machmir, Bishel Seifrim Halachachar Mekel, Vloy Chilik Ben Kotten Lagadl, Masha de Svirale, the Bishel Ben Karcha Resha Nami Polin, the Sugis Hagamara, because of Hashem, Inami Misapkle Rambam Yipolin Nami, a Resha Pasuk Sexual Taira Lachumra, Bishel Lakula, Ken E Chilik Ben Kotten Lagadl. So he says, by Daraisi, you have to be machmir, even cotton, v'mokim gadol. V'yunir adavka, b'shein gadol rabbi. V'u rabbi, gam l'ram siyate, insef en ala cotton. V'loch psuki, b'kam b'kayim s'shah, se'en loch k'tal b'mokim rab. Chazad en liyis k'din, cotton etzel gadol adas haraj. So first of all, he argues with that nekuda. And then, he also argues with the idea that you could be makel by a Daraisa. In the paragraph, right? Now, Kivarn is boyer, the Zaini Elabisid Rabbanan. Vloy Bisur Daraisa. Now he says that by Daraisa there's no such thing, Bepsamuruba, Bishasatchak, to be Semachad Yachin Negara Rabbin. Bechitema, next paragraph. Chitema came long because of Machaber, Sharpoiz, Makamakam, is a Philippus of Daraisa, Dasa Yachin Achaylik. The Shach holds that you can't be Semach at a Das Yachin by the Subdaraisa Lachomra, period. So it's Rabbanan, so then the Achiluk. So he asks, by Savit Rabbanu, we pass like the Rabbin Neged Yachid, but B'Shasat Chak, he can be Semach at a Yachid Ameko. So he says, why is the Shulchan Aruch by Daraisis bring it? Yeshloimer, Dotanam Beresh Edyas, Loma Maskirin Debi Yachid Bein HaMarubim, Mishnayis also brings a Yachid against the Rabbin, Shem Yoimer Odom, Kachani Makobol, Oimim Kedibri Ploini Shamata. Here's a very important idea that the Shach is masking to. Okay, we had the first two machlaiks in where it was the Ramah and the Shach against the Bach. We're certainly going to follow Ramah and the Shach. Here it's already the Ramah against and the Bach against the Shach. Ramah and the Bach hold by this deraisa, b'shasatchak v'efsimaruba, you're allowed to be saimach on a das yachid. That doesn't mean you go dig up a das yachid, you know, in the Mardukai brings nekilin. It means a das yachid in the paiskin. We'll see in the kitzur klolim how that works. But it has to be in the paiskin. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring yesh mekilin. Sometimes he does. So the Ramah and the Bach say, why does it say yesh mekilin? Because sometimes b'shasatchak v'efsimaruba, you're allowed to be nekilin. The Shach says no. So why does it say Yesh Mekilin? He says the following. He says there are times where you have a community has a minig a certain way. And the community has a minig a certain way. Where does that minig come from? Is it a minig to rely on? You know, everyone waits 6 hours. And you hear the first time that people don't wait 6 hours after Fleishiks. Could you rely on it? Well, if in Shulchan Aruch you find the Shita, which of course you find the Shita to wait less than 6 hours, you find the Shita in Shulchan Aruch, then you could rely on it. So if somebody comes along and he says, in our city we have a Mesaira to go a certain way, does that have any source? Doesn't have a source, you look. If there's a Yesh Mekil, even by Deraisa, if there's a Kabbalah in a community, you're allowed to follow, that's the Minhag HaMakom. There was a Meira in that community, and he passed in that way, and you follow it. Or the Shachiyas. Now here the Shach is an important nekuda, which the Shach in Simen Kuf Yud Tes, is Ma'arich on. It's a Yisayit of the Ma'arabach. He says the following. He says somebody who's a Baal Hayra, somebody who's a Gil Hayra. How you decide who's a Gil Hayra, I don't know. But you have somebody who's a Gil Hayra, and he's Ma'ayin into a Subya. And it seems to him, the Rayis, that a Yochid is right against the Rabbin. Now, you don't take a Tana or an Amayra and say such a thing. It's not even Rishayim. Ramayish says it doesn't apply to Rishayim. We have Achrayim who argued about something. And most Paiskin held one way, and somebody held differently. And you have somebody who's a Gil Lohira that's Ma'ayin into it. He's allowed to decide to follow the Das Yachid. He's allowed to decide to follow the Das Yachid. It could be even by Rishayim. There could be such an idea that you're allowed to follow the Das Yachid. That's what he brings afterwards. He brings here in the last paragraph, Vaytinan Hasam, the last three lines, if you're a Bezdin, Divrei HaYachid, V'yismechalav. Pirsha Rabbi, Loimishin, you're a Bezdin HaAchrein, Shalach, Divrei HaYachid, Arishayin, V'yismechalav, Klaimi, Yikfalach, Kamaisai. We find out my Rahim was sometimes Kevei HaLacha, like a Das Yachid of a Tana. What? For Balei Ra, now you can argue who's a Balei Ra. You know, Avi Weiss holds he's also a Balei Ra, but it depends who's a Balei Ra.
Right?
No, he's going Dafkan Deraisus. On the Rabbanans, he already said B'Shasat Chakmev Samaruba. That's why it says Yesh Mekilin. By Deraisus, why does it say Yesh Mekilin? So this is the chiddush of the Shach, that somebody who's a Gia Lo Hira and it's Nira Kedivrei one das over another, then he has a right to say a psak halacha like that mahalach. That's this idea that it says here. Now, what? Right. All right, so Soveshik Chev. I mean, what are you asking me? Well, so what's your point? All right, it doesn't mean that we're supposed to sit here and give everyone homework. Everyone come back next week find a makel, all the das yachis you can find to be makel, and we say mechane. The stomach means the person himself who holds that way can hold that way, and his talmidim could follow, talmidim follow a Rebbe, and that's the way it should be. But it doesn't mean you go shopping around. There are people who always find out the heta from there, from the third place. You know, that's it's heta shopping. It's one of the problems with halachas in newspapers is when you write something in the newspaper, you want it to be interesting. So you bring the strangest sheet that you could, and then people read the paper, and you know, it becomes sort of a mahalachin halacha. But anyway, this halacha is an important halacha. Now, Shlomo Zalman talks about this at length. He has a shaila. Someone asked him, if you get married, and let's say I'm a dabar, most people, let's say, open soda bottles. Most people use Shabbos clocks. And you don't. You're machmer like Ramesh, you don't. You get married. Does your wife have to follow your psak? Now, if it's the psak of the community, she has to follow it anyway. But, and if it's a minig, like 6 hours or 3 hours, she has to follow because she takes the minig of the husband. It's not a minig. The husband doesn't have a kabbalah from his father and his grandfather. No Shabbos clocks by his grandfather. He just holds this way. So Shlomo Zalman says this Marabas Chilik. He says, if you're machmir, because you know they're mekilin, you know they're machmirin, and you feel to be machmir, for whatever reason, it's a firm kai to be machmir. So that's not binding on your wife. If you're going to fist bahab, she doesn't have to fist bahab. It's not binding on your wife. It's a chumri, you take on a chumri. If you ma'ayin into the sugya, and you understand that shita is correct, you understand that sheet is correct. Look, you can go either way. It's a machlaik. Because you understand that a sheet is correct. So then it's binding on your wife. Then it's called the psak halacha. And a wife is supposed to follow the husband's psak halacha. He's supposed to go along with it. Similarly, a second example. There's Rosh Hashanah Zalman writes, but it's a shach. I don't know. This is a shach in Kufya Tesef Kot Nechav. People ask me, let's say I am machmir and you're mekel. Can I give it to you to do? Right? People always say, I don't open soda bottles. Can I give it to my guest to open it for me? He opens it. So everyone says, yeah, but the guest has to drink from it. So that doesn't say in halacha any place. The guest has to drink from it. You know, if he owes his mother, I owe his also. Same shalik. If I know the amechmirim, the amekilim, I like to be a mahadur in Hilfa Shabbos, so I'm machmir. So that means it's the chumra for me. The chumra, I'm allowed to give it to someone who doesn't have the chumra. I fist bahab, I can give someone else food to eat on bahab. I'm going to do it the other. It's just I'm a chumra. If I'm eyeing into the sugya, and I feel the mekilin, I'm making a mistake. I feel the raya of machmirin is a better raya. Then I'm not allowed to give it to him. Because then it's a psak. It's a psak that I hold. So that typically is in a case where I'm a machmir, and yet is a mekilin. The shach is saying it in the psak halacha of yachid neged a rabbin. So we pass it to rabbin neged the yachid, even by deraisis. When we pass the rabbi neged ayachid, if someone is a gil lahira, and he is ma'ayin into the sugya, and he holds that the yachid is right, so he has a right to paskin like the das ayachid and to go with such a shita. He has every right to do it. And those who always follow his psak halacha should follow his psak halacha here as well. It only bothers me when people come to me with a shayla, they say, this person is mekel, can I be mekel? You know, it's a das yachid, this person who you never heard of him. You know, even though that they're even mispronouncing his name. And, you know, but you heard, you know, someone's Michael. That's not what we're talking about. You know, we're talking about someone who's a Gilei Rav pastor. Is that way? Him? Is Talmidim? They follow that. So again, to sum up, we have here three basic machloiksim, Shem Arba. We have three basic machloiksim. Two of them, it's the Ramon, the Shach hold, only Hefsa Meruba and Shasat Chak Yoladavi Michael against a clear Psak, and not otherwise. And they hold he can be mekel sayyachid b'makam rabim and a katan b'makam gadol. And those two, the Ramban, the Shach agree, the Bach disagrees. But here, the all-important Shach, he says that by Sofi Teiraisa, it doesn't apply. By this Teiraisa, even b'shasat chak and b'efsim meruba, you can never vary from the rule. Like he says, the Rambam says it's stoma. Teiraisa is the chumra, and you can't be saimach on shasat chak, b'efsim meruba, you can't be saimach on Mekilim as well, except what he says at the end, if it's a minig of the that you have in your kehila, or someone's kehila I rolled that way, so that is the exception. All right, there's a question of when you're allowed to ask one shayla and go to a second rav and ask a second shayla. So that's the next din that we're going to deal with in Yitzhak Shem.